online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo.
Oh, we're here.
Great intro.
Yeah, I know. We made it. Well, you know, I wanted to make sure everyone knew, first of all, that I'm dying.
Are you really?
I'm dead. I might actually be dead. If half of my face sloughs off, by the way, sloughs is one of my favorite words. If it sloughs off in the middle of this show, don't panic.
What does slough off mean?
It means falls grossly.
Okay.
It's a good description.
Yeah, I thought so. So if half my face falls grossly off, do not be alarmed. But I figured we wouldn't have this whole, like, super high energy, yeah, life type intro to start the show. Because it's going to be like, hey.
No, it's got to be twice as better. Has to be twice as good because it's a day late.
That's not going to happen. And technically, we're not a day late yet. We're just hours late at this point.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and look how much prep I have.
I know. I saw that. It looks
it's
really
ridiculous.
Big and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? We're going to go through every page
of
this.
No, we're not.
We're going to do an 8-hour long show.
Okay.
So prepare to download.
Thanks for telling me ahead of time.
Yeah, well, I didn't figure you needed to know.
Yeah.
Nah.
I didn't plan to go to the bathroom ahead of time.
Well, we still have commercials. And the commercial breaks in this game are 4 hours long. Yeah. So I figured it would even out eventually. We're taking 10 of them.
Yeah, clearly.
We got to take our first one right now. So we're here.
Yeah.
Sorry we're late. I was sick. Katrina was sick of life. Not the show, but actual life.
Yep.
Chris is just going with the flow, man.
She's just here.
She's here. Doing good. I'm dead. Should we start?
Yep.
So, audience, forgive me when I sound really low energy when we start a show. It's not my fault. I'm dying. I'm a dead man.
No, you are not.
All right, we'll start.
Let's go.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan. How
was your mic the one that didn't turn on? That makes sense.
Again? Yeah. Really? With the you get mad at me if I ever do that. You're like, Katrina, snap out of it. Hey.
Oh, sorry. Are we on the show?
Get your crap together.
Welcome to Life. Guess the episode number.
38.
Nope.
37.
Very good. Just keep counting down until you get there. Next week we'll start at 100. Count down.
99.
Hey, I was only off
76.
By one.
That's
pretty impressive.
But I did tell you yesterday.
I forgot. I didn't think you'd remember that.
Oh, I remember everything.
It's true. He remembers.
Except for
it's
the stuff
bad.
that I don't remember.
He remembers all the things to torture you.
That's true. I remember all the things that you're going to get wrong. But nothing about me being wrong, ever.
Of
never,
course not, never.
Never
no.
remember that.
Ever.
Mainly because it never happens. Simple reason. And also, I don't remember what I was saying.
That's okay.
I don't know either.
So anyway, welcome to Life. We're here. Sorry we're a few days late, but sickness has got the best of us.
I thought we were just hours.
I might put this up next Saturday. And
you
never really know. But it is February 6th if you're watching us live or if you've downloaded the episode, since we're recording it on the day when it releases, which is a big no-no in my book, but here we are. Doing it that way anyway.
It's okay. You're sick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you should feel happy that we're here because we wanted to reschedule.
How many times did we bail on each other this week?
About 30, I would say. About 30 times. But we're here for you listeners. And we've got, I think I have 17 pages of show prep to go through today.
I don't understand how you do that. How you have that many pages.
17 pages of show prep.
So ridiculous.
That'll be fun. We're going to go through it all.
No, we're not.
Yes. Well, we have to introduce the show and everything. So if you want to watch us live, we're going to be here next Sunday. 3 o'clock Central Time. I promise I will feel much better then. So we will actually be here, ready to do a show. 3 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. DEWOH.com. Let's see. You spell duo. Duo is spelled like the dew on a leaf, and then an exclamation of O. Like what, Katrina? Like why would you say O?
Oh, really?
Like that. Like the.
That's actually really
like
what
the
I do.
Inquisitive owl.
When people say things weird to me, I'm just like, oh, really?
Yes. And the word do in front of it. So duo. That's how you do it. Duo.com/live.
Duo.
Also, if you want to email us and get in our listener letter segment, we do that at the last show of every month. So a couple weeks from now, we're going to read all of our listener letters. So send all your comments, questions, opinions, hate mail.
Whatever you want. We'll
naked
read it.
Pictures, whatever. Send them our way. And we'll put them on the show. Naked pictures will go directly into my private file, though. They won't actually be on the show.
Can you share the good ones with me?
What if they're
men?
Absolutely.
If they're men, they still go on my private file.
But I get to see them.
They're marked as urgent. But Katrina does get to see them. But yes, if you want to send us those and everything else, email life@duo.com. And of course, if you want to text us while we're doing the show live, you can do that. Then the phone number is 505-750-0304. And of course, you can call us, but we don't answer. So texting's better.
So I've got some bad news.
Yes.
I kind of forgot to tell you. You know how I went on my rant about my bad week?
Yes.
I work again this weekend for the third weekend in a row.
Oh, you did tell me that. So we're going to have to delay the show a little bit.
Yeah, but like an hour.
Okay, that's all right.
But anyway.
So 3 o'clock mountain time. 3 o'clock mountain time this week. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about today's sponsor. It's the same sponsor we had last week. Happy to have them back. It's Moose Jaw. Their sale has actually usually
the North Face sale?
The North Face sale. They actually haven't sold out, and I've heard that it's your guys' fault that you haven't actually went out and bought everything they're selling yet.
Nope, I haven't.
So,
I haven't had time.
So it's very important that you go to duo.com and click the Moose Jaw logo right there on the homepage and go shop all their crap. They have a huge selection of North Face right now that's super duper on sale, like up to 50% off. And if you don't know what North Face is, then you're retarded. You should go buy it.
Even I know what North Face is.
It's the best. And Katrina has no fashion sense.
Nope,
but she,
it is true.
She wears North Face and she never looks better.
I have two of them.
She never looks better than when she's wearing North
it's
Face.
It's true.
It is. It's very true.
They're my favorite staple piece.
Yes. So, Moose Jaw logo on the homepage of duo.com. Thanks for sponsoring. And, of course, there's no shipping. It's free shipping on order over $50. And, of course, you're buying North Face. That means free shipping, period. No code. Just go to duo.com. Click Moose Jaw logo. So, today on the show, here's what we need to talk about.
Okay. Lay it on me.
So, Katrina has an internship update.
Mm-hmm.
She has a weekend job update. My phone's still on. Mm-hmm. I can tell I'm prepared. She has roommate issues. Mm-hmm. Shocker. I feel like all three of those things are going to be discussed in our live doubleheader tonight when Rawls comes on.
That's true.
So, here's what I have to discuss. We can talk about the Oscars.
No.
We can finally
give it up.
We can finally talk about the Oscars. We could talk about Snapchat.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Now that it's also
again.
3 weeks old.
Did you have any new show?
Did you know that you apparently get points in Snapchat? Do you know how?
What?
You points? Get points in Snapchat.
Okay, we're going to have to discuss this.
Okay.
Also, I want to talk about the Subway sandwiches.
We didn't talk about that last week.
But there's been another development, so this is still relevant.
I already have a hypothesis on that one.
One thing I've noticed doing this show on a Wednesday... that our listeners has probably known forever, but we've never put together. Like, another thing I want to talk about, the Super Bowl commercials. Although, we probably won't talk about those because Katrina is one of the one and two people on Earth that did not watch the
Super
Bowl.
Are you kidding me?
So I just didn't care.
So there's no relevancy for us to talk about them, really.
The commercials are the reason.
But the Super Bowl commercials are almost tired at this point because it's been 4 days since the Super Bowl. Which
right.
makes me wonder, like, when they were a hot topic on the day we would have recorded today, they're, like, boring. So how many other things do we talk about that are a hot topic on the
well,
day
we could still talk. We could still talk about them because I don't watch TV, so I haven't seen
it. Well, that's true, but all I can do is play the audio.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
that
it kind
sense.
Of
then,
only works
then,
if you know what they look like.
And yeah, it's going to suck for those who know and are already tired of those commercials to then hear them and see them
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I don't care about those people as much as
well,
I care about making
I
them
do.
Laugh. So I wanted to really give opinions on what was our favorite and what was our least favorite, and we can't do that, though.
Nope, we can't, because I can't participate.
Yes, because Katrina ruined it.
Because Katrina didn't watch the Super Bowl. And then I also want to talk about upcoming TV pilots. And
okay.
kind of go over everything that's going to be new this fall.
I like four of the TV pilots.
Because we all kind of like television. So I have the big four networks here, and then we can also talk about the Oscars.
I say we start with that one.
The Oscars? You want to talk about the Oscars?
No.
Well, actually, most of this prep, I have 17 pages of prep today. And
can I go through it with my pen and just put nope?
From
nope,
here to here
nope.
is all television shows.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to take easily one whole segment. So I feel we should start talking about Snapchat.
Okay.
And
then do that one next segment.
And we can do it next segment or the segment afterwards or whatever.
Sounds like a plan.
So.
Snapchat.
I have two things I want to get to about Snapchat.
You
Number
should explain
one,
it for those who don't know what it is, just in case there are those people.
Snapchat is an app for sexting people.
Yeah.
You
right?
take pictures and it goes away after
yeah,
so many
basically,
seconds.
I would take a picture of...
anything.
Anything in my pants. And I could then send that to another person.
Chris,
for example, who would then open it and press and hold the open button. And as long as she had the open button held down, she could see the photo. for a specified amount of time.
That you allow.
That I set. So I say for 3 seconds she can look at this picture, and if she holds the button down for 3 seconds, then it goes away forever. She can no longer look at it. And if you take a screenshot, it tells you that a screenshot has been taken. So it's pretty obvious it's made for sexting. That's its whole purpose. So naturally, I downloaded it, signed up as like BigJew37, and hoped that a lot of teenage girls would send me photos. Sadly, none of that has happened yet. It's actually just been a lot of Malia taking pictures of her on the toilet. That's mainly what I've been getting on Snapchat.
Yep.
And but that's what it is. So I think what originally when I wrote this down is, why don't you have one, was my major question.
Mine?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't use my phone that much. Like, I don't even.
But you've played like Words with Friends and stuff.
I have about
and
7-8 games of those.
Sudoku on
Sudoku?
There.
Sudoku?
Yeah, that thing. You play that
Sudoku.
All the time.
I do that before I go to bed.
Yeah, well, that's a good time to do Snapchats as well.
Well, my biggest reason is, well, of course, now I've started my internship, so I don't have a reason for before. I just didn't care for it. Whereas now, like, from pretty much until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't have my phone on me, and I don't really use it unless, like, on my lunch break, I happen to check my phone, which today had 5 text messages, and then when I get off work, I check my phone.
So I'm gonna send a Snapchat right now of us. Okay, now I'm gonna set this for 10 seconds. And first of all, I'm going to screenshot this so I can put it on Twitter later. And then I'm going to send this to
Malia.
Obviously.
And she's not at practice yet, so she'll get
it. So she will get this photo. And right now it says Malia, and it says sent less than a second ago, and it says sent.
So how long are you letting her view it for?
10 whole seconds.
And how long? Ooh. What is the most you can let them
10
view?
10 seconds. That's it's 1 to 10 seconds. You can't do longer than that.
Okay.
So 1 second pretty much guarantees... You're gonna see it, but it's gonna be so fast they may not recognize it, and they also it's too fast to take a screenshot because
that's probably what I would do purposely as
well. And also you can't see how long the person has allowed you to see it until you've opened it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, if you're a perv like me, you would have to be constantly ready to take a screenshot in order to get you know the 1 to 10 because you never know. And Malia has now opened our Snapchat, and it does lack enclosure. Because I really want to like know what her reaction is, and
but
you can't.
We don't know.
So we'll wait and see.
I wonder. Okay,
if
question.
We can get another Snapchat.
Have you got a Snapchat from her that it looks anything like this?
About 30 of them. Yes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yes. Yeah, and that yes, and
she does a lot with her cheeks.
Lots of her grump, like making big faces, like she's angry.
Yeah.
There was
a picture. That's really the only face she has is her angry face.
A picture of her dressed as Batman once. I got that one. You know, it's hard to know, but I've gotten a lot of Snapchats. I mean, look at all these Snapchats I've gotten. I would say 50 at least. I've gotten Snapchat, and they're all from Malia and from Chris.
And let me just add that in, and Chris.
Yeah, but I wanted to send you Snapchats. Like, look at this. I'm gonna do this one. Also.
Okay.
Okay. You ready? Kay. This is gonna really teach you. Okay. I'm gonna take a picture of my foot.
So. By all means, take a picture of your foot. That's so hot. That's so
here's
so
my
sexy.
Foot right here.
I want to gag.
Okay, there's my foot so right hot. There on the table. And I'm going to send this one to Malia. And there it goes. Off it goes. Sent to Malia. Now she will get a picture of my foot.
I'm sure she'll love it.
So sign up for Snapchat so I can send you pictures of my foot.
Okay.
That's a ringing endorsement.
As I said, I was going to gag, but okay.
Well, you can take artsy photos too. Like I could take a photo.
And
of
you
like,
can write on them.
Yeah, that's another thing you could do. So you can write on them. So how do you do points?
Yeah.
I don't know. Malia was on Snapchat the other day. And as you know, I'm not on Snapchat, so I don't know. But she said the other day when she was on it, she noticed that so-and-so had like X amount of points or like 200 some points. And I'm like, and she was asking me, how do you get points? And I was like, hell
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know because I don't even see like on here where points are.
Yeah, I don't
so
think I
you
have.
Have
like
to
there's
talk.
Literally in Snapchat, it's you open it up and you get the camera. And then you have one thing, you have a button on the left and that shows your Snapchats.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a button on the right, and that does my friends, find friends, and your settings.
Hit my friends.
And then my friends just shows your friends list. It doesn't have points or nothing. It shows their name and then their username.
Yeah, weird. I don't see points at all.
So I don't, maybe like Android's
unless
different.
Unless she got it confused with something else. I told her, I was like, well, Foursquare you get points, but I don't know how you would do that in...
Yeah, in Snapchat, like, more you use it, maybe you get points.
I know, but even then...
Would you kindly read that text message we just received from your bestie? Would you kindly do that, please?
The first one or the second one?
The very most recent one.
Okay. That's gross, brah. I use that mic. With an awkward face.
Yep.
With a slant, not a slanty face, but a liney face.
So,
I love it. Bra.
Yeah.
Bra being B-R-U-H, not B-R-O. It's not bro, it's bra.
Bruh. We're demonstrating Snapchat on the show right now. There you go. Now she will know. So that's Snapchat.
We can always make her feel better and tell her that Chris's mouth is all over the mic after being on your big toe. That might help. Just saying.
So why don't you get one? You got to get a Snapchat.
Yeah, just get one.
Maybe.
Does Trevor have a Snapchat?
Of course not.
Really? Is he not very, like, hip or something?
No.
Like, you say, of course not. Like, why would he?
No, he has Words with Friends, and he has not played on it since Christmas.
Gotcha.
And he only got Words with Friends because we were all playing it at Christmas.
I do believe that today, I downloaded Words with Friends because my mom got it.
I know, you popped up, and it's like, welcome, Seth, to Words with Friends by starting a game. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I believe today is the one-year anniversary of the last time we played Words with Friends.
Aww.
Although last year was a leap year. We might need 366
I really do
days.
Enjoy playing Words with Friends, though. I've got 3 games going on with one friend, and I've got 2 games going on with another friend.
So you're still playing it?
I've got like 7 games
going on.
Okay,
then I'll
right
start
now.
A game with you, because I'll play it.
Okay.
I'll play
I
it.
I mean, it's a really interesting one how, like, the game I'm playing 3 with the same person, it's like one of them I'm winning by like 100 points, one of them I'm losing by 100 points, the other one I'm like winning by 20.
Yeah, because it's all about the tiles that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's also about like the word placements. If you can get like the triple letters, the triple words specifically.
Yeah. Is it bad that I want to spend the $15 to get like the super pro version?
No.
Okay, that's good. Oh, I got a Snapchat from Malia.
Oh, yay.
Do show.
Okay, I'm going to press and hold the view. We will try to describe this. Here we go. Oh.
It's a picture of her face and she's
it
in
says,
the dark.
You're still filthy McNasty on there. Let's take a screenshot.
It looks more like a gross face. She looks disgusting.
I think I got the photo. We will have to make sure.
Sorry.
Yes, I did. I got it. Ha ha ha. Take that, Snapchat.
Even though she is now aware of you taking.
That's okay. That's all right.
Screenshot.
These will go up on the blog. There's not much we can really do about that. You know, you send me something, I'm probably going to take a screenshot of it.
Yeah, it's basically 100%.
So, you're distracted by the outside noise?
Yeah, because I was like, is someone's phone ringing? Like, it didn't... I was like, something.
We know it's not Trevor's phone because we would know for sure.
Yeah, that's... That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's my impression of Trevor's phone.
I was really prepared for something quite worse than that.
Like what?
I don't know.
No, make Trevor's phone noise.
And I just thought you were going to yell louder since this is so loud.
This is my impression.
Oh, lovely. Katrina, why'd you have to say anything?
Oh, Trevor's phone noise.
I turn my headphones off. You're a jerk.
I turned it on to the external speakers. I love
yeah,
it.
I know.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
great.
I know.
Yeah, well, the audience didn't.
I know.
Yeah, but
you didn't need to fill them in on that.
I did, yeah, because I needed to know why you thought I was
no.
a jerk. Because
no.
it's not obvious.
You're always a jerk.
It's not obvious.
You're always
a
jerk. Oh, did you like my blog? BT Dubs, I finally did a blog today.
She
so
did.
A real blog.
And she spilled some beans on there. What Katrina loves to do is take like these secrets that I'm going to build up and be like a huge deal and just blog about them.
I know. I do. I do that.
And like this morning, I was just like, I don't care.
And I do it in a very subtle way because I'm just like, here it goes.
It is hard to notice. So if you're looking for it, it's
you'll
there.
See it. And you should be proud that I'm not spilling the beans right here going,
I don't care. You can do it. I need to actually figure out. Okay, I'll just.
Okay, you
I'll
no,
just,
no, 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 let me, let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it.
Okay, you want to.
I want to do it.
Okay, you make the announcement. Go. Make the announcement.
The announcement is.
I turned off your microphone.
The announcement is... I...
am a lesbian.
I know, I was waiting for that one. No, I'm going to be Malia's wrestling manager for their club team. I'm going to be their manager.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
I'm going to do it. I look forward to it.
What duties does that entail?
Nothing. Just me hanging out with her and the guys.
You just stand next on the wall. You leaned up against the wall. You're like, I'm the manager. Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, like, if they need water, I'll go get water, but...
Can you psych Billy up and, like, coach her and stuff?
I can't coach her, but I can psych her up.
Okay, you'd be like, look at that jerk over there. He ain't gonna beat you.
That's not how it was...
You're the king of the jungle, Malia. You're a tiger, and he's an antelope.
This coming weekend, they have a tournament, so I'm gonna help them, like, do stats and stuff.
Gotcha.
but they're going to tell me how to do it. So I'm like, because I'm like, you're aware I don't know how to do this.
Malia, it looks like you set a record in every category.
Yeah. And they're like, no, one of us will be sitting with you and tell you like, okay, this is how much time you need to
so
go on the
literally
board.
Literally, you do nothing.
Nope. Okay. I do nothing. I just get to hang out and have fun.
That wasn't
no
exactly
big.
The announcement I thought.
I know.
You
I,
would
I was prepared for that one.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd just go with it though. So like, oh yeah, that's the announcement.
Well, I did, but I okay. Maybe we'll make the announcement after the break.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
Because I do need input from you two. Although it probably is fruitless because in anything that's creative.
Didn't you already filled us in though?
Did I? I don't know what I filled you in about.
We'll talk about it on break.
All right. Well, then we will come back
okay. After
this commercial.
Fully freshed and prepared for...
Fully freshed and prepared for whatever Katrina was about to say. And
to talk about this topic.
Yeah. And then we're also going to talk about the Oscars.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh, sure.
We'll be right back.
This is life.
Welcome back to Life. We were brought back to break by the world's hottest woman. I don't know why she's so hot.
Hey, can I guess who this is?
Yeah, you should know.
I should know, but I'm still dumb, so. Okay. It's Ellie Goulding, isn't
That's
it?
That's correct.
Yay! Good job, Katrina.
Now you're dancing.
Yeah, not very well.
I like this song.
So,
it's new, it's
I just want to first of all say, yes, I'm sick. Yes, I'm eating wings and drinking beer.
We know this.
You can deal with that.
You're not drinking beer.
Mike.
That's not beer.
It says right here, premium malt beverage.
That doesn't mean it's beer.
Well,
it's close enough.
I think this is a beer, yeah.
What would you call it, Katrina?
It says right here, cold, hard, refreshing beer. No, you don't need to look at it. You don't need to look at it.
It's a wine cooler, is what it is.
No.
Because it's a malt beverage. A wine cooler.
It would say wine cooler,
cooler
on it if it was a wine cooler. It would say premium wine cooler.
Because they're different.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It says contains 5% alcohol, which I know beer has alcohol and I'm not dumb.
I don't know what you're trying to prove here.
I'm waiting to see like if it says like...
Is Mike's Hard Lemonade a beer?
It says flavored beer. You're right.
Oh!
Oh, snap! Snap! Crackle and pop up in here.
Up in
this?
Here?
It's me not caring. Here?
I know. It's kind
she
of annoying.
She really cares inside.
No.
So, welcome back to Life. This is episode... Wait. Segment number two.
Segment number two of
episode 37.
Seven.
Very good, Katrina. Glad you remember. Oh, I got my electric bill. Let's see how much it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not bad. Okay. That's some good news.
Yeah.
Not bad, meaning $300.
I got a bill today for one of Sarah's old cell phone bills that's way past due, obviously. And they knocked it from $180 to $80 because I haven't paid it in so long. So I'm trying to decide if I should wait another 3 years. Maybe they'll knock it down to $50.
No.
You can just buy it.
Why are you paying that?
Because you're going to get her to pay it. Anyway, welcome to segment two. This segment is brought to you by Amazon.com. There's a big thick copy right here. I'm not reading that crap. I don't feel like it. I'm sick. Nope, Katrina's not reading either.
No, it'll take 12 years if Katrina
basically,
to
if you go through Amazon and you order stuff through the duo.com/Amazon page, we get a percentage of what you order. Your price doesn't go up. And it really helps us out. So go to duo.com, duoh.com/Amazon. We have a nice little search bar right there. Type in whatever you would look for, and it'll appear on Amazon's page, and we get credit for it. So thanks a lot. And, of course, it's Amazon, so they have, like, everything better than the normal places. So, yeah, well, Katrina, why are you holding out your hand still? I'm obviously not going to hand it to you. It's not going to happen.
Okay, you can put your hand away now.
Are you still holding it out? I'm not going to do it. Besides, it's about Valentine's Day. That's going to be depressing.
Gag! Yeah, shoot me in the foot. Yeah,
that's what I thought. So, we have a huge announcement for you today.
Gross.
And here we go to make it. Matthew lost his job.
Yes. Do tell me. I actually really want to know.
That is actually not the big announcement.
It is the big announcement.
It's not.
It is the big announcement.
It's not. But
we talked about this.
It's close enough to be a big announcement that we could talk about it on the show. But yeah, Matthew lost his job at AT&T Customer Support. And now we'll try to get him on the phone.
Hold on.
Which you should be able to, considering
he is now unemployed and has nothing to do.
He probably won't answer, though.
I would be shocked.
Yes.
Hey, Matthew, you're on the air. So first of all, don't cuss, because the show's very late and I don't want to have to edit. So please don't cuss. And number two, welcome to the show.
You realize you just set him up to cuss, right?
If he cusses, I'm going to drive to Mississippi and stab him.
And hang up on him? Can we do that?
No. Well, at least you would finally be in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's,
Mississippi.
I'm going to drive just far enough in to kill you and your family. and I'm going to make Shay and your parents' cat watch the whole thing.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
So we were talking about you, and because we haven't in years, and we were kind of wondering how exactly you had lost your job, if there's a story behind it, or if it's just that you lost it and it's really boring.
The fact of the matter is AT&T, the way they judge their employees does not really judge their performance as an employee, and so I decided to leave.
So
You didn't get fired. You
resigned.
No,
yeah, that's right.
I was going to get fired the next day, so I resigned instead.
So why were you going to get fired?
The way stats or the way they monitor their employees is through surveys.
Okay.
So if you get 100 surveys and only 10 people answer them and only half of them are bad, whether due to a fault of your own or not, then you get a bad scorecard.
So the customer surveys, whenever we talk to someone in customer service, whether it be at AT&T or at any other company, when we take those surveys, those things matter.
Yes.
So like if we called in and we said we had the worst service ever from this person, we could literally get that person fired.
Yes.
That kind of changes my whole worldview a little bit.
That makes me kind of...
Because, like, how many times...
I kind of want to have fun with this now and...
Well, like, how many times have we not cared? Like, now that I know that leaving a bad review matters and leaving a good review matters, like, I feel like maybe we should do more surveys after the fact.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
They're easy!
Yeah, we got one for Buffalo Wild Wings. We get $5 off.
The worst thing about it is two of the surveys weren't even... Like, they were referring to another rep, not me.
Okay.
And they were bad.
But because you, like, ended the call or something, you got the credit for the survey?
Correct.
Gotcha.
And,
that
like,
sucks.
The first question is, how willing would you be able to recommend AT&T to your friends and family?
Oh, I would always recommend AT&T to my friends and family.
I wouldn't.
Matthew.
Never.
Well,
I wouldn't.
You got a warrant. Through the warranty process, a lot of companies, including AT&T, your cell phone companies, they give you a refurbished phone through the warranty process.
Yes. Okay.
A lot of customers don't like that. So... Or the policy is that we're going to give you a reconditioned device. That's the way it is. So you do your job as a rep like you're supposed to.
Gotcha. And then they're pissed because they didn't get what they wanted, so then they leave a bad review for you.
Yeah, and how was this the first time you called in? Well, there's another stat that judges how many times the customer you talked to called in.
Yes.
Like how many of the customers you talked to call in.
Uh-huh.
So you could be passing that stat, but be failing first call resolution because they had to call in 6 times, and they finally got you, and you took care of their issue.
Gotcha. That makes
so
sense.
So if they had to call in 6 times, you get a bad survey yet again.
So did you get severance or anything like that?
No.
But would you have if you would have gotten fired?
I can never work for AT&T ever again.
Okay. That sounds awful, right? So what's your plans now? Because everyone's bored.
I'm planning to go back to school, and they're going to help try to get me some freelance jobs.
Who's helping?
Art Institute.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're still trying to do that?
Yes.
Oh.
What year is this that you're trying to do it? How many years have you been trying?
What, at Art Institute or just trying to get...
No, just college in
general.
Let's just say college in general.
6 years.
Okay. But I feel like it's longer than that, but I guess it's not. How old are you now? Are you 28?
26.
I don't know why I made myself laugh by asking your age, because I knew how old you were. So
I don't know. I'm not that much older than
yes.
you.
So how's the marriage?
It's good. At least now, I mean, the nice thing about not having a job is I actually get to see Shay.
She still has her job, right?
Yeah, she still has her job.
So now you're a house husband?
Well, I'm looking for work.
Do you have a cat or anything?
Shay has a cat.
Oh, so what you're telling me is while Shay's out slaying the dragon and making the money, you're at home by yourself with the cat.
Do you make her dinner Are you a good house husband?
Yes. Is it something other than hamburger helper that you make her?
Yes, it's something other than hamburger helper.
What is it? Is it mac and cheese?
What's your signature dish, Matthew?
Chicken parmesan.
Okay, so it hasn't changed in the last 10 years.
What else do you make besides chicken parmesan?
What's your second signature dish?
What's my second signature dish?
Yeah, like you can't make chicken
parmesan. Like you ran out of chicken. There's no more chicken on earth.
Hamburgers, grilled pork, some ribs.
Okay, so grill stuff. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go now, but thanks for the update, man.
Yeah, Seth.
All right.
Thanks for calling me, and at least I didn't cuss yet.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye. I knew what he was going to do.
Yeah, I knew it.
He was going to try to cuss. He was going to get it.
But he's not smart enough to actually do it.
Oh, no, he is. He's just not fast enough. So my favorite part of calling Matthew is that Katrina dies during the middle of it. The whole call is just like death. The whole call is just like death.
It is. That sucks.
Let's call someone that Katrina likes.
Colby?
Yeah, he's not going to answer.
No, he's not.
He never does.
He's probably at school.
He's probably working.
Oh, now school. School comes
after
week.
Either. Could be either.
Token.
Could be that. Yep.
Yeah, he's not answering.
Well, this is awkward.
At least Matthew answered.
Hey, what time is it? What time is it?
6:41.
Call Trevor. He won't answer either.
Hey, you've reached Colby Newman. Leave me a message at the beep.
Beep. Let's call Trevor Abbotts. Why are we calling Trevor? What do we have to talk to him about? Oh, I know what I can talk to him about.
We're not talking about anything else.
So. I know what I could talk to him about.
Not his interview?
No, not that.
No.
He's not going to answer, is
he? He might. It's a random number.
Answer, Trevor.
Is this a married woman?
A married woman?
Because, you know, he went to the movies with that married woman.
And you were very disgruntled.
Oh.
She's not really married.
No. Yeah, her.
Yeah, he's not going to answer either. Let's see if his voicemail's funny, though.
It's not...
Okay, well, apparently it's on infinite. How does he miss this call? I mean, his phone.
I'm not here right now.
It's so bad. I know.
Can we call
for the longest time? I called him, and I'm like, Trevor, change your voicemail. Trevor, change your voicemail. Yes, call the rest of us and see what our voicemails are.
Let's see what our voicemails are.
I don't know if I have a voicemail, honestly.
I don't think she does.
We're going to find out.
I don't know. I never call.
We're going to find out.
I don't know. I used to have really funny voicemails for a while, and then I stopped.
I did, but I'm like, I have to be professional, so there's no point in going, hey,
I honestly
hello,
don't think I
who
have
is this?
One. I don't know.
Lena, whole prank one.
God, why aren't you answering?
Who's it you're calling first?
You.
Oh, damn.
Man, your guys.
I don't even know what my voicemail is.
Hey, it's Katrina. I'm not here right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
I'll just hang up on you, so it'll go to voicemail.
Both pretty low energy over there. Not a lot of excitement.
I'm trying to pep it up.
Coming from the Abbotts household. Hey, this is Trevor. Hi, it's Katrina. Let's talk about how interesting our lives are. Here we go.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Chris doesn't even have voicemail. What a loser.
I really need to put one on there.
Mine doesn't say, oh, there it is. Missed phone call. That's a random number.
0000123456 7.
No.
Nope.
That's not that random.
Mine came.
It's 661-748-0240.
661-748-0240 is mine.
Yep, that's mine.
Yeah. Hey, you've reached Seth with Neiman Creative. I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message or shoot me a text, I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can.
Yours is peppy.
That's how I roll. I recorded that in my underwear in the morning.
I need to record mine sometimes.
I used to have historians to the shows that I used to do. Well, remember that I used to have a peppy, upbeat musical number. It used to actually have a music bed, and then Charles would come on and say that I was not available and you could leave me a message for $1.99 a minute. It was pretty hilarious.
You used to have another funny one time when I called you that was not.
Colby for a long time had the voicemail of, leave a message at the tone. Beep. Ha ha, I gotcha. And without fail, everyone would fall for it. And he would show me like his phone, and there'd be so many voicemails he'd have that started in halfway through the sentence. Like you would push play just here. And that's why I was every time. It was the best. Yeah. So yeah, okay, fun times, voicemails. Yeah.
Yay.
So say what you want about Matthew. At least he answers the phone when we call him.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, he saw a phone number from the Palmdale area, and he goes, Yeah, I'll answer that. I mean, in everyone else's defense, especially Colby, not so much Trevor, but especially Colby's defense, he has things to do.
Trevor's at work.
No, he's not.
He's at work.
At 6:45.
He works from 3 to midnight. What part of that did you not ever recollect?
All of it. I remember he worked at night, but I figured he was just like 10 to 12 or something.
Yeah,
just
2 hours.
10 to 12. That's what he works.
2 hours. And that's how he makes buku bucks.
Yeah.
He makes buku bucks?
Yeah.
Can I borrow some money?
No.
Katrina does. That's why she doesn't want you to borrow it.
Yeah, Katrina still
That's true. He comes and I'm like, Trevor, let's go out to eat. Trevor, let's go get me groceries.
Oh, Trevor, I forgot my wallet. Oh, Trevor, I forgot my debit card.
I don't have to tell
Trevor,
him. I don't have to
Dad
tell him.
Dad pays for all my stuff
and
not for
yours. I don't
have
to tell him I forgot my debit card. I'm just like, hey, Trevor, let's go eat. You're paying, right? Okay, let's roll.
Poor Trevor.
What a nice guy Trevor is.
I know, he really is.
Yeah, so should we actually make the announcement? Is that something you want to
no.
do? No. I don't think so. Should we talk about anything on here?
Yes.
Nah.
Should we talk
TV
about,
shows?
Can we talk about the Subway
sandwich?
We gotta
have a whole segment for
yes.
TV shows.
Subway sandwich. Let me yes. do this.
I want to talk about the Subway sandwich.
Okay, so Subway sandwich. They're supposed to be a foot long. Supposedly
yes.
someone actually measured their sandwich.
Which
and it came
is
out
amazing
to
that no one actually has measured the sandwich up till now.
And I have a theory on this, which is why I'm
okay.
speaking.
Which is why I'm speaking.
Supposedly, someone actually got a ruler out and realized that it's not actually 12 inches. It's like 11 point what? It's 11 what?
I think it's just 11
I
even.
I heard 11.
11 even. My theory is when they lay the dough out and they set it up to rise,
yeah.
it's 12 inches. But then by the time it bakes, it shrinks.
A lot of men have that problem.
Everything shrinks. Well, this doesn't work anymore. I was like, everything shrinks when it gets heated up.
Oh, okay, yeah. A lot of men don't have that problem.
No.
Some do, though.
But cooking, in cooking you do. Like, when it's cooked, it gets smaller.
It's got a new concept, or stronger form.
So, yeah, that's my theory.
Yes. Well,
I think it's dumb that people are just trying to find a reason to sue, and I'm like, you're dumb.
Well, I do agree, okay? Although, you shouldn't call it a foot long if it's not a foot long.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. But it's a first world problem. Is it as bad as us now having two Keurigs? No. That's a real problem. And me and Chris now have to put the second Keurig in the box and take it back to Dillard's and get a full refund. It takes so much time.
As well as your other coffee pot that's just sitting there on
the
ottoman.
It takes so much time to do
that. One we're giving. That one we are donating to the needy.
Yes.
A.K.A. Sam.
She lives in a trailer home, Katrina. Can you imagine the squalor?
It's actually really nice.
I grew up in a trailer home.
I saw pictures.
Then you can imagine the squalor.
The first 3 years of my life.
No, that explains everything. Thing. Like why your face is messed up.
No, Trevor was the one that lived there at least 4 years. So,
look at how much you escaped because your brain could be as bad as him if you had just spent
exactly.
one more year there. So you should feel lucky about that. But anyway, I don't even remember how we got on that subject about homes. Or because it's a first world problem.
Right.
That's why. So, to me, it's not a big deal. It's not a crisis, but it is kind of stupid. Subway, I think, made it worse because one of their spokesmen came out. I don't know who it was.
Spokesmen always screw things
they
up.
They're so dumb.
They said
foot long is not a measurement. It's the name of the sandwich.
Which is dumb. They should have just said something like what Katrina said.
That's really clever, though. That's really clever.
But the public is not going to care about
that. No, they're not
going to
follow them.
It's great legal speak. Like, that would probably be great in court. But you think that John, I measure Subway sandwiches guy, is going to care that it's a name and not a measurement?
It's a foot long because it's actually measured after insert creator's name.
Yes, exactly.
His
they could have done that. And maybe the guy's name is Jared Footlong, and that's the guy.
Or maybe it was the actual length of his foot.
Maybe. His foot's a foot long. Is it a small foot or a big foot?
I think it's pretty big.
Okay.
I think a foot is pretty...
Because that would mean your forearm is about a foot long. But then again, I feel like
my arm is
a foot long.
This ain't no foot.
I feel like it is.
I have a big, meaty arm.
I think it is.
I don't know.
Let's see how long my arm is.
Let's measure Katrina's
arm. That looks really limpy.
There you go.
Okay.
Here's a ruler. It's 16 inches, and it's not the name. It's actually a measurement.
Nine inches long.
For Katrina's arm. Okay, let me measure my arm.
I went from my elbow.
Okay, from your elbow.
I put it in the crease of my arm.
Sexy.
Right.
Mine is 10, almost 11 inches. It's like 10 and 7/8 inches. And my foot.
Oh, God. Get that sticky foot out of here.
My foot is 10 inches long.
They should be the same size.
Well, it's not. If I stretch my toe out more, maybe.
It's like 10 and a half to almost 11 because your toe's here.
Yeah, it's pretty close to being exactly the same. So
it's
say
supposed to be.
It's
that's
easily
like,
in the margin of error.
Okay. Hey, fun fact. Did you know that this is supposed to be how big your foot is? And this is like your arm span is supposed to be how tall you are. And if you wrap your jeans around your neck, that's your you can discover your waist size.
Okay, I've never heard
I got that,
that
one off of a TV show. I got that
you
one.
Wrap your jeans around your neck?
Yeah, like when you're at the store and you're like, you want to know which size jeans are going to fit around your waist.
But my
you
neck can put is
them,
nowhere.
You can put them around, like, not open, like, as they're still folded, we're like, you can put them around your neck and it you'll be able to tell if they'll fit.
Okay. That last one is true.
It
I don't
is.
Know about that.
I saw it on like what not to wear.
But this thing is true. Like from your tip of your finger to your tip of your finger here is how tall you are.
Well, there's no way to really prove that. What are we doing?
Yes, we did.
What are we doing right now?
I proved it in my art class.
Anyway, so this idiot comes out and he's talking about how it's not a measurement, it's a name. What a moron. But anyway,
moron.
After all that hoopla came out and
hoopla.
This big mashuga happened, this guy, okay? They Subway comes out and they go, okay, we're going to make it 12 inches. It'll be a foot long sandwich, a measurement, not a name.
But now the price is going to go up by a dollar.
Well, and the thing that annoys me is, like, you ever seen a Subway sandwich made? They have little packaged meats. They go, one meat, two meat. Like, you're not going to get extra meat. You're going to get an extra inch of bread. That's all you're going to get now. And who wants bread? No one wants bread.
No. You already get, like, the bread on the ends.
Yeah.
So this guy, in true Batman fashion, tried to help Earth, and instead he hurt Earth. He made Subway sandwiches worse for everybody, and I am using this ruler so dramatically right now.
And again, I hate that because now the price is going to go up because they're going to use that much more dough and measure.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have to measure out just to be specifically, 12 inches.
So let's go find this guy and let's beat him up. Katrina's New Year's resolution has made her a little less, a little more aggressive, I think.
Probably.
So
maybe.
But it's
definitely still ringing true, so I've not broken my resolution yet.
Yeah.
By August, she's going to be like a great person.
I could tell some stories right now, but I won't.
But it's August, so I mean, that'll be...
It's a kid-friendly show.
Is it? Is it really?
No.
Oh, no, really?
No. So anyway, yes. That's the Subway thing.
That's the Subway thing.
Anything we want to talk about
and
in this segment?
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Oscars.
No, we're not. We're going to talk
about
TV
shows.
Let's
see. What do we got left here? We've got, let's see. We've talked about Snapchat. We've talked about Subway sandwiches. We've talked about, that's it.
Yay!
Woohoo!
And we're here.
Somehow, in this new format, where all we do is talk. Nothing more but talking.
We're not getting anything
we
done.
We still don't get anything done.
Because we get off topic. You measured your foot.
But that was relating to the
Subway.
Foot long.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
From now on, every time I go into a Subway, I'm going to take their sandwich, hold it up next to my foot, and be like,
that's about a foot long.
That ain't no foot. Here's my foot. This ain't as long as my foot.
Okay. Oh, that was too far. That was dumb.
You liked it.
No.
You did.
No.
Just go to commercial.
Take a break.
We'll be back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Segment number 3 is brought to you by the Duo Shop. We just put up an awesome new hashtag Life shirt on the Duo Shop. We think you should buy it before this K-State football player named Daniel Sams taints our reputation. Shopping the Duo Shop directly benefits us in two ways. Number one, it spreads word about the show, like this one, Life, the name of the show. And two, it gives us monies, and we need
monies.
That to keep doing this show every week, because it's not cheap. Got an invoice last week, not cheap. But hashtag Life shirts aren't all we have in the Duo Shop, so if you're not into that, we also have hoodies, comfy pants, scarves, coffee mugs, and more for all of your favorite Duo shows. So visit DEWOH.com/shop today and treat yourself and help your favorite shows. Duo Shop. So, TV shows? Is that what we want to do? Or do we want to get to Oscars? Should we talk about the Oscars first?
No.
Okay.
No Oscars.
I swear, we have segment 4 completely open because we could talk about the Oscars in segment 4.
It's a possibility.
It is possible.
Good question.
Yes.
What happened to our What Matters to Us segment?
Well, I was thinking about that this week.
Issue. Matters.
Because the whole show's talking.
I just random words. Random words
matters
now.
Because
me
the whole
talk.
Show is talking. I kind of feel...
No way. Like, it is?
Why are we doing What Matters to Me when technically every segment is now...
What matters to
Seth. No. It's supposed to be What Matters to You.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What matters to you this week, Katrina?
Nothing.
What matters to you? Come on.
I don't have anything.
Nope. You got to have something.
keep talking. I don't want to.
Katrina,
wanna...
what matters to you this week, Katrina?
What matters to me is I actually took a day off for the first time in probably 3 weeks. So, yeah, that matters to me.
That's it?
Yeah. At least I said something.
Okay, well, that right there, people, is why we no longer do what matters to me.
It is important to take a day for yourself once in a while, especially when you're overworked.
You're not
going to
get disagreement. It's just, you know, it wasn't really worth an entire segment with music.
Well, that wasn't what really matters to me. It was just what I said on the set.
Okay.
Goodness.
What is it that really matters to you, Katrina?
Doing our What Matters to Us segments.
Okay, we'll bring it back next week then.
How about that? You like that one?
We won't do it.
I know. So,
what I have is I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, spread the love.
Why?
Because I never get to talk now that we don't do what matters to me.
You talk
so much.
Well,
you could chime in more.
You could. You could stop drawing on the wing box.
I like to doodle. It helps me think.
Give me a page. Give me a page. Give me a page.
But I want. Okay, I'll give you a page, but I don't want you to read ahead.
Give me a page. Give me a page.
Oh my God, we're not going to read ahead.
Okay, I promise. We'll read ahead. Give me a page.
Now.
Just hurry this up.
Give me a goddamn page.
God damn it.
I got to find a page where it starts clean.
It starts clean.
Like it doesn't go to from one.
Yeah, oh, I understand.
Here's Fox. You get Fox.
Why don't I get one?
You're not a host.
Nah. I'm not coming back next week then.
It's all right.
Well, we
not a host.
Don't no. come back next week. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see who cares.
You should come up with a
I
new.
Don't care if
you
no
should come
one
up
cares.
With a new.
You
can
have
with
ABC.
A new intro next week and be like Katrina Emmett and Seth Newman.
Yeah, and that's Colby
it.
Newman.
And that's it.
That's fine. I've been doing my homework.
Nope, I'm turning off the internet.
Okay.
You
I'll
can't do a show if live.
I'll change.
Turn...
it. I'll change.
Okay.
Password
I said I was going to read ahead, so go ahead, start.
You already read ahead, didn't you?
I read one title.
I didn't read anything.
I don't even remember what it was.
See,
okay,
I'm a better
host. So what I have here is the big four networks, CBS, ABC, Fox, and NBC.
Why don't you give me NBC?
Because I want NBC.
I don't want... Oh, never mind. That's not a premiere. I know one show that comes back soon.
If it's Once Upon a Time, I'm
no.
going to hate you. What is
no.
it? What?
Community.
Oh, boo.
It comes back sometime this month.
That show sucks.
It does not.
So I have not looked at these lists at all. So we're just kind of going to, I guess we'll just go around and we'll talk about which ones
and you've got
we
a
like.
Synopsis of each of them?
Well, yeah, I just got this list okay. off the internet. Okay. So basically, I'll just start with, you guys want to hear NBC first? Is that
yeah,
what you
sure,
want to hear first?
I don't care.
Okay, so we'll start with NBC and it's comedy and drama, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So these are the shows, these are the pilots that you could see next year. So all of these have been filmed, but not all of them have been picked up.
So next year meaning like this fall?
This
next
fall.
Year like next
year? This,
okay.
this season. So the 2013 fall season. And the okay. way and the way a pilot works is they have one episode, and if the executives like it, they buy more. Mm-hmm. So this show, so any of these shows may or may not actually see the light of day, but these are what the studios are considering. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So NBC comedies, and we'll just kind of chime in
yeah,
on what we
we'll
think.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it. You read the synopsis, and I'll tell
so
you if it's good or not.
So from Jason Katims, okay, who is one of the writers and producers of Parenthood.
Okay.
Okay.
He has well, a show.
Was Parenthood good, though?
I never saw it.
I don't think it is.
I saw a clip of it.
It had Lorelai in it.
Decent.
As what?
Lorelai. As a girl from Gilmore Girls.
Trevor talked about
that's
that
the
one.
Only thing I know about it. And so what it is it's about a boy.
That sounds ironic.
The description, an adaptation of Nick Hornby's novel and the 2002 Hugh Grant film, follows the relationship between a man, a bachelor man-child, and the young boy who moves in next door with his crazy single mother.
Okay, the movie was good. Like, I really like About a Boy. But that sounds so dumb, because how long can you draw that movie out? It was a movie for a reason.
Katrina, thoughts?
No.
Gonna watch it? Let's do it like, we're gonna watch it, we're not gonna watch it.
Not gonna watch it, because you lost me in the intro, so I'm like, that's not...
Katrina got bored with the one sentence.
Not gonna watch it.
Not gonna watch either. Assistance from Leslie Headland, who is a writer on the movie Bachelorette.
Okay. Lame, no.
Based on Leslie Headland's play of the same name, a female-fronted comedy revolves around Nora, an idealistic assistant who attempts to find balance in her life while juggling the demands of a larger-than-life boss.
No.
I mean, no. It's the same as everything else. Like, yeah. Everyone's in a corporate world trying to find love. Like,
the project is described as a fast-moving comedy centered on an idealistic working girl assistant who is a pull between her colleague...
Sexist.
Work husband, and her real-life fiancé while trying to manage a demanding, translation crazy, boss.
Sexist. She's a female assistant.
I don't care. Yeah, it's called assistance. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have lots of situations where, like, her husband or her fiance is like, "Why do you work so much? We never get to hang out." And her boss is like calling her the other day, like, "I need you to come out and rub my feet with chicken oil." Like, that's the kind of stuff we're gonna expect. So
it's dumb.
I'm not watching. Katrina,
I'm not either.
Chris,
no.
Okay, from Alex.
Great NBC.
From Alex Schimmer, who is an actor on Community.
Ooh.
I don't know which one.
I don't know what she is either.
Alex, I'm guessing it's a boy, but I don't know.
I don't know.
It's called Donor Party. The ensemble comedy is in the new normal type fashion. It's focused on an irresponsible man forced to grow up when he discovers he has children resulting from his days as a sperm donor.
I don't like this for two reasons. Well, okay, one reason. But the first thought, which is what came up as reason two, is the first thought is I think that Community, I don't think, is going to be on much longer because it's you can only be at community college for so many years.
Yes.
And they've already been. This is like their fourth season.
I think this is our last season.
I'm pretty sure it is. And so I feel like this is supposed to take the place of that, but I don't like it because it reminds me too much of the old man that left middle of this season, the Chevy Chase.
Oh, okay.
Because
Chevy Chase isn't on Community anymore?
No, he quit halfway through. His character was kind of pointless. He just made him like a over-the-top crazy
but
man.
But he was Chevy Chase, though. Okay.
Anyway, it sounds like it's like a spinoff. It's like his spinoff because it's like what he did in his younger days.
Gotcha.
But yeah. It has potential. Like, I'll probably watch the pilot. I don't know if I'll get into it.
Chris, watching or not watching?
No.
I don't think I'll watch it either. The Gates. This is from Kathy Yuspa and Josh Goldsmith, who are writers, producers of The King of Queens.
Oh, great.
Interesting.
Based on the British comedy of the same name, Gates revolves around the parents and staff who navigate the twice daily social landmine that exists at the school drop-off gates of an elementary school.
Okay, really? Is there that much drama? I mean, I'm going to be a teacher.
Also, wasn't there a movie called or a TV show called The Gates like 5 years ago about vampires on ABC?
Maybe.
Something similar, probably.
I think there was.
My only thing is, I don't know, you can't do all of your screenplay at the gates. Like, there's got to
be
there's got to be more to it. Like, I want to know what else they're going to do. Like, when they're not at the gates, where are they?
Most of these have two sentences, and I usually only read the first sentence because it's enough. This one actually only has one sentence. So apparently they don't even know what they're
doing. That's
dumb.
Yeah.
From Liz Berkus and Dick Wolf,
this will be good.
The co-creator of Nurse Jackie and famous porn star Dick Wolf. No, he was a creator of Law and Order.
Okay. Every version of it.
Yes. It's called Girlfriend in a Coma.
Oh, what? Never mind. I take that back.
After almost two decades, a 34-year-old woman wakes up from a coma to find out she has a 17-year-old daughter from a pregnancy she was unaware of when her life was put on hold.
Okay,
wait.
What? So she's pregnant. She ends up in a coma, has the baby while in a coma, and it's now 17 years old.
And then
she
wakes up from the coma, and now her child is 17.
Well, now her child's like... Oh, able to just like leave and be like, bye.
Question
mom,
is, who let her stay in comatose for 17 years?
Don't know. Watching or not watching?
No.
No, me either. From Justin Spitzer, a writer producer on The Office.
No.
A show called Holding Patterns. It's an ensemble comedy about a group of friends whose lives completely change after they survive a plane crash.
No.
Not watching.
I didn't like The Office, so.
From Joe Port, writer-producer of Just Shoot Me, and Joe Wiseman, a writer on New Girl, come Joe, and Jane.
No.
Oh, God.
The semi-autobiographical project centers on a conflict-avoidant children's book author caught in an ongoing tug-of-war between two needy, flawed people, his wife and his co-author slash best friend. It's not about a couple, it's about a truple.
Oh my god. No.
For the because of the word truple.
Yeah, it was because of that I'm not.
Oh, truple.
Truple.
God, these people suck. From Adams.
Let me see.
S Z T Y K I E L.
Okay. It's Polish.
From Adam.
Oh, I can probably read it then.
Gaisel, writer of Due Date, and Bill Lawrence, creator of Cougar Town, comes undateable. A young ensemble centering on a group of friends dubbed the Undateables, whose lives are altered when a more confident character enters their world.
No.
Maybe.
I'll skip it.
Something different.
Here's an untitled DJ Nash project, obviously from DJ Nash, who is a writer-producer of Up All Night and Jason Bateman. A son who idolizes his blind father and is bemused by his mother's newfound adolescence watches his family come closer together post-divorce.
No.
That doesn't sound like a comedy.
I like Jason Bateman, but no.
I don't think I'll skip it, too. Untitled Greg Daniels and Robert Padnick comedy. Robert Padnick's a writer on The Office, and Greg Daniels is a writer-producer on The Office. The plot revolves around the trials and tribulations of dating in your 20s as told through a group of friends.
Maybe. So friends. It's friends.
Is that what it is?
Only it's a younger version because they weren't in their 20s.
They kind of started out in their 20s.
All
probably.
I know is that guy's forehead's huge.
I mean, they were on for 10 seasons.
Untitled Jessica Simpson comedy from Robin Bakay, who's a writer on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's current.
That's old school.
And Nick Barkay, who is a writer on Paul Blart Mall Cop. It's a comedy loosely based on Jessica Simpson's life.
No.
No.
I think I heard a rumor it's going to be just about her eating pastries.
That's just as wrong.
Because she's fat now.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. John Mulaney, Lorne Michaels comedy. John Mulaney is one of the head writers on Saturday Night Live, and Lorne Michaels is the Saturday Night Live guy.
Right.
It's an ensemble comedy that is created, written, and starring stand-up comedian John Mulaney based loosely on his life.
Maybe. It's got
that
potential.
One will
Maybe.
Get picked up just because of the pedigree, because Lorne Michaels
exactly.
will right. make it happen.
I will watch at least the pilot.
I will probably watch, the first episode. I do like John Mulaney. Owen Ellickson and Craig Robinson. Owen Ellickson is a writer-producer on The Office, and Craig Robinson is the guy who plays Daryl on The Office, the black guy in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
He's it centers on a talented musician, The Office's Craig Robinson, who adjusts to his new life as a middle school music teacher, where he maneuvers precocious kids, teacher politics, and the temptations of single moms.
No. That's grody.
Untitled Sean Hayes Project.
How many of these are there?
NBC has the most.
Oh my god. Are you going to do all starting. Comedies and then all dramas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We did drama yet? Because this is dramatic.
There's only one left, I believe.
Oh, thank god.
Two left. There's two left.
Oh god.
Are you sure we don't need another segment now?
Of Better Off Ted. It centers on Sean, who's a guy who must figure out how to parent his 14-year-old daughter who just moved in while juggling a temperamental new boss at work.
No.
These all are starting to sound like the same plot now.
Nope.
And then the last one from Mike Sikowitz, who's a writer-producer on Rules of Engagement, comes Welcome to the Family. Cultures collide when a white family and a Latino family are bonded together by their children who fall in love, followed quickly by an unplanned pregnancy.
No.
It had potential until they started about how they bonded because of their children.
Yes.
Like if
because
they bonded,
it's impossible for whites and Latinos to bond otherwise.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, or if they moved to an urban area that was full of Latinos and they bonded over, whatever versus their children.
Yeah. So not watching?
No.
Now dramas.
Totally now watching. I thought we were doing all comedies.
No, just do NBC separate.
I figure we do NBC. It'll keep people knowing what comes on.
That way it doesn't confuse them from which network we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So NBC dramas from Game
Law and Order.
From Jeff Judah comes Law and Order Criminal Intent again. No. From Jeff Judah, one of the writers and producers of 90210, another current guy.
No.
Comes After Hours.
Well, is it the new 90210?
No.
No, it just says 90210.
I would say
an ensemble medical show following Army doctors working the late shift at a San Antonio hospital.
So it's ER Army version.
Late night. It's late night ER in the Army.
Well, ER was late night.
Oh, was it? Okay, then yeah.
I feel
it's George Clooney in Army
both.
Uniform.
No.
George Clooney? No.
Okay, I saw a show that I'm going to watch from Alfonso Cuarón, who is one of my favorite movie makers ever. He did Harry Potter and The Prisoner of Azkaban and my most favorite movie of all time, Children of Men. And Mark Friedman, who is a creator of The Forgotten, and J.J. Abrams, comes up with a show called Believe, that says an unlikely relationship develops between a young girl with a gift and a man sprung from prison who has been tasked with protecting her from the evil elements that hunt her power.
Watching.
I'm just watching it because of the pedigree.
That's what I was
going
to say. I'll watch the pilot. We'll see from there.
The Blacklist comes from John Bokenkamp, who is a writer of The Perfect Stranger, and John Easerdrath. Man, there's so many Jews. And the writer-producer of Alias. The world's most wanted criminal mysteriously turns himself in and offers to give up everyone he has ever worked with. His only condition is that he will work with a newly minted FBI agent who he seemingly has no connection.
Because this is the same as every other show I know. Just how we started out with Monk and Psych, and then you had The Mentalist, and then you have something else. That's just Burn Notice and the other ones.
Oh, there's so many of them. David Garizino, who's a writer-producer on Awake and Terra Nova, and Peter Berg, who created Friday Night Lights, comes Bloodline.
That's an interesting
A contemporary pulp thriller that revolves around an orphan young girl named Bird Benson, who because of an accident at birth, is caught in the struggle between two warring families of mercenaries and killers. Mentored by a Chinese man, Bird has to accept the quest to find and defeat her mother in Mortal Kombat if she is to ever lead a normal life.
Okay, you lost me from China. What? Chinese. Yeah. It was good until Chinese man on. Then I'm like, nope.
What just happened?
Okay, I really liked Awake, so I was like, okay. Like,
and yeah, and then Alias wasn't bad.
And then Friday Night Lights is one of the most well-reviewed shows of all time.
And then I was like, what? She has to kill her mom? What?
I was like, no.
All right.
Well, and then you know how the show ends. She kills her mom. Or she does it, and she gets around it.
Yes.
Well, that's how it's going to go prolong every season, is she didn't quite get there.
That's a good point, yeah. Oh, her mom moved to Antarctica.
Oh, no, she chopped off her arm, but she's still alive.
From John Glynn, the writer of Eagle Eye, and Charlize Theron, notable actress, comes Hatfields and McCoys.
I already heard about that one.
Set in present-day Pittsburgh,
what?
A startling death reignites a feud between these two legendary families.
No, I don't even want to hear
Charlie,
anymore.
You're dumb.
Unleashing decades of resentment, the blue-collar McCoys will put the Hatfields' wealth and power at risk as
but
they go to
really
war
in
for control of the... No, the Hatfield and McCoys, like the one you're thinking of, was on the History Channel, and it was set back in like the mid-1800s.
Well, that's when it was really set.
Yeah, and that's when it really was, because they're real people.
Now it's in Pittsburgh today. So that makes sense.
No.
I mean, maybe if it was, you could make that today if they at least put it in the right area.
Maybe.
Put it in the South.
From Mark Goffman, writer producer of White Collar, and Katie Jacobs, writer director of House, comes I Am Victor.
Nope.
Based on author Joe Nesbo's upcoming book, a book that hasn't even come out yet, the drama is described as House revolving around a high powered divorce attorney named Victor Port with a unique view of relationships.
Wait, it's about House?
No, it has nothing to do with House.
You said it's about House.
Yeah, you did.
You said it's about House. And
no, it's the drama described as House revolving around a high-powered divorce attorney.
So it's like House...
Or like a household revolving around a...
No, House, capital H, like the show House, but revolving around a high-powered divorce attorney named Victor Port with a unique view of relationships.
So they're using the same name, only he's now a...
No, because the name of the show is I Am Victor.
So it's just supposed to be a house-like character.
Yeah, basically, it's a house character, but he's a divorce attorney.
That's what I was getting
at. Okay.
So, from Sasha Penn, who's the producer of Imagination Movers.
Nope.
Don't know who that is.
It's a Disney Channel show, in case anyone was
Come wondering. The Secret Lives of Husbands and Wives. A drama about a murder in suburban California.
Nope. Desperate Housewives, anyone?
And the secrets exposed aftermath.
No. Desperate Housewives, anyone? Anyone?
From Ryan Condal, writer of Hercules, The Thracian Wars, and Carlton Coos, writer and producer of Lost, comes The Sixth Gun. Based on the best-selling Oni Press graphic novel, this supernatural western follows the story of six mythical guns, each with their own otherworldly powers. I can see myself watching that one because of its pedigree again.
Yeah.
It also sounds a little bit like Firefly.
Nope.
It kind of does.
However, maybe. with all network shows, I'm talking too much. However, with all network shows, I'm gonna hate it because it's not on HBO. So there's no nudity, there's no sex, there's no cussing, which makes all these things more real. And the last one, Katrina, you should like this one.
We'll see.
From Rand Ravitch, the creator of Life, not our show, the TV show.
Love that show.
And Far Shariot, who is a writer producer of Life, not our show, the TV show. Called, it's just an untitled Rand Ravitch project. When Washington's most powerful players are pulled into an international conspiracy, an unlikely puppeteer will bring everyone from CEOs to the President of the United States to their knees by threatening the things they hold most dear.
No.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Why don't they just bring back Life?
They should. That would be a better show. Except that the guy who played the main guy in Life is now on Homeland, and that's a really high review show.
I know. And I like that actor, which is why I want Life.
Yes, Damian Lewis is his name. Yeah. Okay, so that's it for NBC. Who's going next?
What do you have?
I have ABC, right? Yeah, ABC.
Pick. I don't care. Let's do Fox.
Okay.
Okay, let's do ABC.
I'm just kidding. I'll do it.
You made me pick, and then you got mad at me.
Okay, so comedy first for Fox Channel.
Fox Channel.
Do you want me to read?
Don't stare at me. Yes, I want you to read.
Okay.
Don't stare at me.
The first one is called Two Wrongs. From Michelle Morgan, writer of Girl Most Likely. I've never heard of that show.
Off to a good start.
Woohoo! The plot. Two star-crossed lovers, Nick and Jenny, must must contend with Nick's family's strong dislike of Jenny, which is not helped by the fact that Jenny left Nick at the altar 7 years ago.
Okay, no. Skip. Skip that one.
Yeah, even I agree. Enlisted from Kevin Beagle, writer-producer of Cougar Town. Plot.
Another Cougar Town guy.
Plot. Based on Kevin Beagle's relationship with his siblings, the comedy follows three very difficult brothers working together in the Army at a small base in Florida.
No.
You had me until you got the Army. I could go with like the family, the sibling type dynamic.
Well, this also
but
the third show
Army.
We've had that's about some guy's life.
My God.
No one's lives are this interesting. No.
And these are comedies. I could go for the sibling dynamic, but I'm just
Yeah.
Family and friends. Friends and family, my bad, dyslexic. Friends and family from David Rosen, which is creator, I Just Want My Pants Back.
What?
That's what it's called.
I'm all in now.
I Just Want My Pants Back.
I Just Want My Pants Back.
Plot.
What show is that?
Plot. It's based on the BBC series Gavin and Stacey. Friends and family are the best support and the worst nightmare when two very different lovers meet and try to make a long-distance relationship work. I say no.
I also
makes me think
say
of
no.
A movie.
How
makes
can that be
of
funny? Yeah.
God, I hate you guys. This one is called The Gabriels.
Okay.
Or Gabrielles. I mean, it's spelled the same, depending on how you enunciate it.
Is Iglesias after it?
It is from.
Did you get that joke? You know, Gabriel Iglesias is.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Why didn't you laugh at it? Because it was hilarious.
No. And it's
Chris's mic was turned off because earlier she was holding it with her chin on the table and drawing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gabriels, whatever. From Justin Hurwitz, writer of...
Oh, okay. I know him.
Writer of The League.
Yeah. Keep going. Sorry. Power on through.
There's another. And Andrew Gerland, writer of The Last Exorcism, because there's not enough of those to go around.
Yeah, that's a strange combination.
Yeah. The plot centers around a neurotic family with contempt... for all things normal that tries their best to fit into their small Midwest town where everyone knows each other and politeness reigns.
No.
Skip.
Okay.
You gotta speed it up here, Katrina. You gotta read a little faster here.
To my assistant. from Sherry Bilzing and Ellen Creamer, writer and producer of Friends, the plot is based on the blog and upcoming book, To My Assistant, ironic, by...
Another assistant show.
By Lydia Whitlock. The comedy revolves around assistants at a big New York firm who band together as a family to help each other cope with the obnoxious, overbearing bosses who challenge their sanity on a daily basis.
Really? Another assistant show?
And another, it's kind of like The Office.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Overbearing,
like, you're right.
Sanity.
You're right.
Okay, next one is Untitled Dan Gore Michael Schur Comedy. From Dan Gore Michael Schur, writer and producers of Parks and Recreation. The plot revolves around a diverse group of detectives at a New York precinct.
That's it.
Wait, no. Cast Andy Samberg and Terry Crews. So that's a potential for me.
I don't know who Terry Crews is.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Okay. But well, Andy Samberg, I could see myself.
Yeah.
And it's got Parks and Recreation. Like, they're the
writer
producers.
That show's supposed to be good. I don't watch it because I hate Amy Poehler, but that show's supposed to be good.
Really? Because I don't like the Baldwin kid. Okay.
I don't even know who's in it. I just know.
Oh, no, that's not true.
That's 30 Rock.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't like Alec Baldwin?
He has my days. Okay, the next one is Untitled.
Katrina-ism. He has my days.
Justin Halper and Patrick Shoemaker Comedy, creators of Stuff My Dad Says.
Gotcha.
My Dad Says.
Bleep. That's how they said it on TV. Bleep My Dad Says.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Based on Justin Halpern's book, I Suck at Girls, it is a story about a boy becoming a man and a man becoming a father in a time before coming of age was something you could Google.
Okay.
That sounds pass.
So it sounds like he's going to have a kid that, like, isn't good at dating and he's going to try to provide advice.
I guess.
In a world before Google. So it'll be like made in the 90s.
Because people Google that right now. What to tell a kid about dating?
Well, you can't. Well, not dating. It's about being a father.
Son, I found
dating.
This great article on Google about how to be a father.
No,
and I thought I'd read it to
you. No, it's about becoming a man and becoming a father.
Okay.
Pass.
Whatever you say, Katrina.
Anyway.
Yes.
Now we have drama. First one is called Boomerang from Davey Holmes, writer and producer of Awake. Plot. Shut up.
That was
plot
a boomerang.
Focuses on the usual everyday drama surrounding a family business, except this family is in the business of...
Of what, Katrina? Of what?
Sorry.
This is why I don't let them read, people.
Hey, I haven't had my chance yet.
Except this family is in the business of executing...
Oh my God!
Hits as assassins for the U.S. government.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
the reason
Lord.
I was stumbling on that was because it's like business is a booming. I was stuck on like that phrase. Like I'm in the business
Does it
of
say
killing.
That on there?
No.
Okay. So you got stuck by your own brain.
I did.
Okay.
It's usually what happens.
That's shocking.
I only have 5 more to read.
All
okay.
Right. Okay. We only.
I'm actually going really fast.
And we only have
going
10 minutes
faster
of show.
Than you. Okay. The next one is called Delirium from Karen Usher, writer-producer of Prison Break.
Usher.
Plot based on best-selling trilogy about a world where love is deemed illegal and is able to be eradicated
what?
With a special procedure.
God, what a stupid TV show.
To go. Okay, well done.
I mean,
next
come
one,
on.
No.
Next one is The List by Paul Zabaski.
I mean, I know we're short on time and you're blazing through this, but seriously, how did that TV show get pitched?
Guys I don't
like,
know.
Because
okay,
you wrote
wait,
Prison Break.
How about this? What if we had a world where love was illegal? Yeah, that sounds good. Go make that. What a stupid television.
And this girl does the unthinkable and falls in love. Go figure.
What a shocker.
Ironic. Okay, next one is called The List by Paul Zabaski. Writer, producer of Hawaii 5-0. Plot. When members of the Federal Witness Security Program start getting killed, U.S. Marshal Dan Shaker leads the hunt for the person who stole The List. A file with the identities of every member in the program.
Boom. Isn't that like the biggest plot point for Skyfall James Bond?
I don't care.
Yeah, basically.
Next one
yeah.
is called Rank. Nope, I wish. It's called Rake.
Rank.
From Peter Duncan, creator of Rake AU, and Peter Tolan, creator of Rescue Me.
Oh, Rescue Me's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Plot is Greg Kinnear stars as a brilliant self.
Greg Kinnear. Not Kinnear, it's Kinnear.
Whatever.
He's famous, I mean.
Okay. Anyway, stars as a brilliant but self-destructive criminal defense lawyer named Keegan Joy in a drama based on the Australian series of the same name.
I might check that one out.
This is where Rake AU comes into.
Gotcha, because it's Australian. Australia. Gotcha. Okay. I can see myself watching that one because I like Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
Okay. Last two are really short. Sleepy Hollow by Alex Kurtzman and Bob Orchie.
Orchie.
Orchie, whatever.
I got creators, Orchie trees
creators
out here.
Creators of Fringe and Hawaii 5-0 and then Phil Iskov, whatever. Plot is a modern-day supernatural thriller based on the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh. No.
Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh.
Last one is Untitled Bad Robot. J.H. Wyndham Project, writer and producer of Fringe.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, so Fringe goes off the air due to bad ratings, and then the exact same people do another show.
Called
yes.
It's untitled, but may or may not be called Bad Robot.
No, Bad Robot's the name of the company.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Bad Robot.
Plot. An action-packed buddy cop drama
what?
Set in the near future
what?
When all LAPD officers are partnered with highly evolved human-like androids.
And love
no.
is illegal.
That makes me. That just makes
so
me think of Terminator.
So
we're talking
Fox
about that.
Easily had the least amount of good shows.
Yeah,
right?
That looked bad.
Of course, Fox also had less shows than NBC to choose from.
That is true.
Now let's do my second favorite channel, Abaca.
Okay, Abaca. The first comedy is "How the Hell Am I Normal?"
You're not.
You're not. We don't know.
By Adam H. F. Goldberg, creator of Breaking In. A
never
dysfunctional
heard of
it. Wonder years set in simpler times of the 1980s, inspired by Adam F. Goldberg's childhood.
Skip it. Worst movie ever.
Yeah, that's
worst movie ever.
Mixology by John Lucas and Scott Moore, writers for The Hangover.
Oh, skip it.
Okay. Would you like me even read it?
Do you want to hear what it is?
No.
I don't think so. Next.
Pulling from Lee Eisenberg and Gene Stupinski, writer of Bad Teacher.
What? The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The story of three dysfunctional women in their 30s living their lives the way they want, even if society tells them they should have figured it out by this point.
I'm sorry, but I have to read this one real quick. CBS Comedy, first one, which is why I know ahead of time because it's the first one. Bad Teacher from Hillary Winston, producer-writer of Community, based on the film A Sexy Foul Mouse Divorcee Becomes a Teacher to Find Her Next Husband. Just thought that was interesting. That the people who made Bad Teacher are off at ABC making a TV show, and there's some random dude making Bad Teacher the movie for TV on CBS.
Okay. That's right. Okay, the next one is Spy from
Good
Simon,
title.
Simon Golden, the creator of Spy in the UK.
So
based on the British series of the same name, a well-intentioned father of a highly intelligent and verbal son who also happens to be his complete opposite inadvertently takes a job at the Secret Service in order to prove himself a worthy father.
How does someone inadvertently... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
And this is comedy, right?
Yeah, that was a comedy.
Okay, these are all comedies.
Super Fun Night, Rebel Wilson, Bridesmaids, nope. and Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Revolves around three nerdy female friends on a fun, comfortable quest to have super fun every Friday night.
That sounds pretty good.
It stars a bunch of people I've never heard of.
But it's from Conan and it's from Rebel Wilson. You don't like Rebel Wilson?
No, yeah, I do.
Okay. Rebel Wilson is in it.
Well, she's the Pitch Perfect lady.
Yeah, I know. I know who Rebel
Patricia.
Is. I know. I like her.
Okay.
That one sounds good. I'll check that one out.
Trophy Wife.
Tell me when. I'll be here.
By Emily Halpern, writer of Private Practice, and Sarah Haskins. A reformed party girl finds herself with an instant family when she falls in love with a man who has three manipulative children and two judgmental ex-wives.
Skip.
It has some famous people.
Who?
Marcia Gay Harden, Natalie Morales. No, those are two I know.
Okay, I didn't know either of those people, so...
Okay.
All right.
The Untitled Cullens Project.
Edward?
God, no.
Mark Cullen and Rob Cullen, writers of Las Vegas. When Terry Gannon, a recently divorced single mother, temporarily moves in with her estranged father, a beer-swilling former baseball player, she reluctantly starts coaching her son's underdog Little League team and is drawn back into the world of sports she vowed to leave behind.
Trouble with the Curve, anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Drama.
We gotta go fast. We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
To read CBS, and yours.
Betrayal by David Zabel, producer of ER. A beautiful but unhappy married female photographer.
Skip it. Okay. ER, don't care.
Doubt, David Shore, creator
of
House.
The Nun movie? Okay, House. Okay, read
a former cop who's now a cunning but charming low-rent lawyer uses his street smarts to work the system.
It's a mentalist again.
He's wooing his ex-wife. Influence.
Suits.
Creator of Awake, Kyle Killen.
Okay.
Provocative workplace ensemble centered on the complicated relationship between two brothers who had a unique agency designed to attack their clients' problems using the real science of human motivation and manipulation.
Nope. Okay, we really liked Awake. It was a great show, but it got canceled because no one understood it.
Yeah,
I didn't understand
like
what that
thing.
Said, so that's probably not going to last.
Killer Woman. From Anna Shakespeare, writer of The Raven. It's hard to fit in when you're the only woman in the notoriously male Texas Rangers. But that doesn't stop Molly
skip
Carter.
It.
Texas Rangers, enough said.
The Returned by Aaron Zellman, producer, writer of The Killing, which is supposed to be really good.
Yes, it is.
What happens when the people you have mourned and buried suddenly appear on your doorstep, if not a day's gone by? The lives of people
Okay, so it's Pushing Daisies next.
Katie have forever changed. S.H.I.E.L.D. by Joss Whedon. Based on the Marvel comics.
Everyone knows it's Skip.
Venice by Brian Belasco, writer and producer of Without a Trace, and Mick G.
Oh, Mick G, he's Chuck.
A soap about the haves and have-nots of California's most seductive city, Venice.
Who cares? All right, that's it?
Basically.
Yeah. All right. Then
it is now.
We're going to go break because we do not have time to read CBS because we literally have 2 minutes left of the show with this commercial break.
Aw, why don't we just cut
CBS.
The commercial break shorter?
No one cares
how it
about
works.
CBS.
I know.
It's not how it works, Katrina.
Okay, let's do
Is
it.
There really anything good in there about CBS?
Bad Teacher I read from the producer of How I Met Your Mother. There's a show.
No.
Creator of 2.5 Men.
Maybe. No. God, no. Never mind.
Dramas. There's one from the creator of The Mentalist.
These are all old people's shows.
There's one from the creator of Bones that might be
that
okay.
That might be. Read that one.
Based on a Swedish book series about overweight, offensive, irascible detective as he tries and fails to change his self-destructive behavior.
No.
Beverly Hills Cop.
No.
The Eddie Murphy Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, God.
Movie. That's it, really.
Okay. Let's go to break.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life.
I wish we had times we could listen to the song. We don't. Oh, never mind. Damn it.
You don't like
Ruined
this song?
A good song.
You don't like this song?
No.
Do you even know what this
Not
song
anymore.
Is?
Not anymore.
Okay. This song changes. It gets pretty good. I would play it, but we really don't have time.
Can I guess who this is?
Yeah.
I'm torn between two.
Okay.
I originally thought it was like the guy from U2.
No.
But now that I'm hearing it, it sounds like Adam Lambert.
Neither.
Oh.
Who is it?
Muse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this segment's brought to you by Fandango. Why stand in line for tickets? Go to duo.com. Order tickets ahead of time by clicking on the Fandango link and all that junk. There's a lot of good movies out. We saw Movie 43 last week with Trevor. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a line. So go buy them in advance. There's lots of movies out right now, especially during the Oscar season, which we didn't get to.
Sorry, Oscars.
We will get to you next week, probably, most likely not. But we will try anyway. And that's it for this episode of Life. So thanks for listening. Go to duo.com. And find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, we're both /duo, leave us a review on iTunes, buy some shirts, read Katrina's blog, she put up a new one, watch us live next week, and of course, number one thing you can do is tell your friends.
Yep.
So please do that.
And talk to us.
And talk to us.
Me.
What's that mean? Talk to us.
Talk to me.
Talk to Katrina.
By commenting on the blog, by commenting on Facebook, by commenting on Twitter.
Comment on Katrina's
whatever
blog.
You want.
She's very self-conscious about her blog, so please.
It's
go,
true.
Go leave comments.
Which is why I don't write it very often. Yes.
So if you wanted to write more, go tell her she should write more on the blog.
Yeah, do that.
All right, cool. Well, we will, I guess that's the end
we'll
of the show.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Yep. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hold on. I have to actually.
Wait.
I have to click this thing, probably.
Can we just end with the final sentence of what's happening in a few weeks?
Yeah, Colby will be here.
This is Life.